If you have anything terribly important to say to
Mr. Cohen,
I suggest you say it now.
Oh, no, please don't.
Not like this. Not like this.
Too late.
Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics, brought to you by Matt Keyser. I'm Joe Amditis. Let's get to it. It's Monday, April 9th, 2018. Welcome to day 445. The FBI raided Michael Cohen's office, seizing records related to Stormy Daniels and several other topics. The New York Times and LA Times are reporting that federal prosecutors in Manhattan obtained the search warrant after receiving a referral from Robert Mueller. The search warrants were executed by the Office of the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York and are, quote, in part related to Mueller's investigation. The referral likely resulted from information that Mueller had uncovered and gave to prosecutors in New York. In international affairs, Donald Trump has vowed to make major decisions in the next 24 to 48 hours about how to respond to a suspected chemical attack in Syria that killed dozens of people. The New York Times, Washington Post, and Reuters say Trump says there will be a big price to pay for the atrocious, horrible, and barbaric act.
I'd like to begin by condemning the heinous attack on innocent Syrians with banned chemical weapons. It was an atrocious attack. It was horrible. You don't see things like that, as bad as the news is around the world. You just don't see those images. We are studying that situation extremely closely. We are meeting with our military and everybody else. And we'll be making some major decisions over the next 24 to 48 hours.
Trump directly criticized Putin, Russia, and Iran in a tweet for backing animal Assad. Later, Trump said everybody's going to pay a price. Putin will, everybody will, end quote.
If they're innocent, why aren't they allowing people to go in and prove? Because as you know, they're claiming they didn't make the attack. So if it's Russia, if it's Syria, if it's Iran, if it's all of them together, we'll figure it out. And we'll know the answers quite soon.
Next, Axios and the Washington Post say John Kelly threatened to quit on March 28th after he blew up at Trump during an Oval Office meeting. This on the same day that Trump fired Veterans Affairs Secretary David Shulkin. Quote, I'm out of here, guys, Kelly said and packed up some of his personal belongings. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen and Defense Secretary Jim Mattis attempted to calm Kelly down. Next, the New York Times, BuzzFeed News, and CNN say the federal government's top ethics officer asked the EPA to review Scott Pruitt's actions and take, quote, appropriate actions to address any violations, end quote. In a letter addressed to Kevin Minoli, the EPA's top ethics official, David Appol, who's the acting director and general counsel of the Office of Government Ethics, summarized reports of Pruitt's conduct, including a rental agreement with a lobbyist whose husband's firm lobbies the EPA, as well as EPA spending on Pruitt's travel and security. An internal EPA email, meanwhile, contradicts Scott Pruitt's account that he didn't know about a controversial pay raise for an aide last month. The Atlantic says in mid-March, the staffer, Sarah Greenwald, emailed HR to confirm that her pay raise was being processed, saying, quote, definitively stated that Pruitt approves and was supportive of her getting a raise, end quote. Next, Bloomberg and the New York Times say the U.S. budget deficit will surpass $1 trillion by 2020, 2 years sooner than previously estimated. The Congressional Budget Office forecasts 2% less revenue and 1% more spending from 2018 to 2027. The Trump administration promised that tax cuts will lead to faster economic growth, which would offset deficit expansion. And finally, CNBC says White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow blamed threats of a trade war on China's decades of misdeeds, saying, quote, this president's got some backbone, others didn't, and he's raising the issue in full public view, setting up a process that may include tariffs, end quote. And in the polls, Reuters says nationwide, whites over the age of 60 with college degrees now favor Democrats over Republicans for Congress by a 2-point margin. The shift represents a 12-point swing from 2016. And now to the notables, a list of stories and headlines that didn't make it into the main update but are still worth knowing about. 1. Trump's top national security spokesman will leave the White House. 2. Trump expects to meet with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in May or June. 3. Stormy Daniels' legal team plans to release a composite sketch of the man who Daniels says threatened her in 2011. 4. Paul Manafort's lawyers filed a motion to suppress evidence found in an Alexandria, Virginia storage unit. 5. Manafort was denied bail, again, by a judge who is handling one of his criminal cases. 6. One man died after a fire broke out at Trump Tower. And 7. Senator Tammy Duckworth became the first sitting senator to have a baby while in office. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines brought to you by Matt Keyser. Until next time, I'm Joe Antidis.